This past week, Governor Phil Murphy signed into law 7 bills. He said we'll continue to make New Jersey one of the toughest when it comes to gun laws in the country. Also, looking ahead, expressed his intention on increasing the number of places where guns can't be carried. As opposition to that comes about through a lawsuit that's been filed in federal court that's looking to loosen the concealed carry legislation here in the state. But going back to the 7 laws enacted, they include banning 50 caliber weapons, allows the state to sue gun companies for certain public nuisance violations that come about for either sale or marketing of firearms, requires firearm owners who become New Jersey residents to get firearm purchaser identification card and register their handguns that were acquired out of state, upgrade certain crimes related to manufacturing guns from third degree to second degree. This is really targeting what are called ghost guns, regulates the sale of handgun ammo, and develops a system of electronic reporting of handgun ammo sales, requires training for the issuance of firearms purchaser ID cards and the permit to purchase a handgun, provides that firearm purchaser ID cards include the photograph, thumbprint, and remain valid for 10 years, and requires firearm retailers to sell micro-stamping-enabled firearms once they are determined to be available. This all brings about the objection by some who say that the Second Amendment is an absolute. Well, guess again. We can go back to early part of 2017 when New Jersey enacted a law requires certain people subject to domestic violence-related firearm restrictions to hand over their guns and their permits. And also under certain circumstances, licensed mental health practitioners are not required to take actions to prevent harm by patients who make what are considered to be specific, credible threats of physical violence against reasonably identifiable persons. These steps include notifying law enforcement of the threat upon receipt of that info. The law enforcement notified will use that information to try to figure out whether the patient has been issued a firearms purchaser ID card, permit to purchase a handgun, any other permit or license authorizing possession of a firearm. They might use the information to try to figure out, too, whether the patient has become subject to a firearms prohibition. And if so, then law enforcement can move in and remove those guns. I want to expand this a little further. If you look at all of the laws in New Jersey, the following individuals are prohibited, banned, refused, cannot possess firearms. And, oh, by the way, since 2019, same goes for ammunition. You ready? Here we go. Any person convicted of a crime or attempt or conspiracy to commit a crime of aggravated assault, arson, burglary, escape, extortion, homicide, kidnapping, robbery, aggravated sexual assault, bias, intimidation, carjacking, gang criminality, racketeering, terroristic threats, unlawful possession of a machine gun, unlawful possession of a handgun, unlawful possession of an assault firearm, leading a firearms trafficking network, endangering the welfare of a child, stalking, domestic violence, or certain weapons-related offenses. As if they didn't miss any there. Oh, there's more. Any person who has ever been committed for a mental disorder to any hospital, mental institution, or sanitarium, unless he or she possesses a certificate of a medical doctor or a psychiatrist licensed to practice in the state, or other satisfactory proof that they are no longer suffering from a mental disorder which interferes with or handicaps them in the handling of a firearm. Any person convicted of the unlawful use, possession, or sale of a controlled dangerous substance, unless the offense was classified as a disorderly person's or petty disorderly person's offense. Any person convicted of a disorderly person's offense of domestic violence. Any person who is subject to a domestic violence restraining order or an ex parte order that specifically prohibits the possession of firearms. Any person convicted in another U.S. or foreign jurisdiction of a crime comparable to a crime previously listed, or any person subject to an order of protection concerning a judicial officer. And yet there are still people who say that's overreaching, that's unfair. Which means that, I guess, instead of preventing deaths from gun violence, these are the people who would prefer reacting after gun violence, with, of course, their thoughts and prayers.